This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Seattle Seahawks overhauling the receiver room today. A flurry of moves across the NFL that we're going to dive into today, but it's a busy day for Seattle as a couple of moves that are going to impact the Hawks. And really, it's something that Seahawks fans have been familiar with for a really long time. Their team released Tyler Lockett today as an aging wide receiver. We knew that it was going to be near the end of his time, but in Seattle. But at the same time, one of the all-time great Seahawks receivers, he will finish second all-time in yards for Seahawks receivers, only behind Steve Largent, Tyler Lockett.
Receptions, yards, and touchdowns. Yeah. All behind just Steve Largent.
And we were talking about this the other day. He doesn't even, air quotes, he doesn't even have 10,000 yards. So no. When we're talking about like that line of demarcation of like a 10,000-yard wide receiver, it really is a pretty important threshold when you're talking about all-time greats.
He was due a big bonus on March 16th. He was set to make $5.6 million, and he had a $17 million salary for this year, and so it just became time. And Tyler Lockett, I think one thing about Lockett that when he was drafted – it almost immediately started coming out that not just a really good player that Seattle was getting, but a guy who would fit their culture really well and was a really good person. He lived up to it and then some up in Seattle.
Yeah.
Tyler Lockett is a fan favorite.
An ambassador for the franchise.
Bought into the city figuratively and literally. I mean, he's a damn real estate agent up there now. And he's going to be okay. Made a lot of money playing for the Seahawks. I was looking at his listings of homes that he has sold up there. He's sold like a $4 million home.
Oh, he's not
1.5, 1.6, 1.2.
Little cottages?
No, he's doing okay for himself. Apparently, he's licensed here in Oregon as well. So be on the lookout for Tyler Lockett maybe being your realtor.
I wonder what his cut is.
I don't know.
You think he's a low-rate guy because he's working on the big houses, or is he a big-rate guy because he is working on the big houses?
I don't know.
You ever seen that show? Was it Selling Sunset reality show?
Mm-mm.
You have a wife, so I just kind of imagine that it maybe pops up. My wife watched that, and like these realtors down there in the LA area, they sell basically two houses and they're set for the year.
Yeah.
Because their commission is like, 7% or something like that.
That'd be great.
On like 20 million.
Oh.
And you're like,
that's a lot of money.
Oh.
You'll make that cash. Make that cash. All right. Well, Tyler Lockett was the first move. An all-time great receiver and the system fit, culture fit. He was great. That was like the first blow. And then comes the big news.
Oh,
as immediately after that, DK Metcalf requested a trade saying he wants to go and play for a contender. And so now two of really what was a three-headed monster of receivers for Seattle are now gone. Now you have Jaxon Smith-Njigba, who's young, really damn good, had a breakout year this last year. And that really kind of was the messaging behind the Lockett move was, we found knew you, and he's really damn good in JSN. And now DK Metcalf saying wants to go to a contender, and the Seahawks are going to try to appease him, and he will be on the trade market. We'll see kind of how quickly this moves, because if they trade him post June 1, then the Seahawks, one, save more money against the cap this year and can smooth out his cap hit over the next two seasons. It'll be about $21 million cap hit that the Seahawks have regardless, but it can be $13 million and then $7 million if they do it post June 1. It'll be $21 million just in 2025 if they do it this year. So it'll be interesting to see how quickly Seattle moves. We know about all these designations that they put on a lot of the trades, but DK Metcalf in all likelihood will be traded sooner rather than later. And look, DK is a freak. For a guy who came into the league as not a polished route runner, and everybody's like, well, he can run straight, but can he
turn? Right. Can he make a left turn?
Yeah, he can do it, man. Yeah. He can do it.
And also, it doesn't matter because he's almost 6'5" and 230 pounds with a catch radius of a pterodactyl.
He's a monster. And, you know, we talk about this often with trades in the NFL. Some of them look a little bit different because if you're going to be assuming a large cap hit down the road, then you may not want to take a guy on, and you're going to get far less in value. Well, he's entering the final year of his deal, so we could see the Seahawks maybe get a quality haul for DK Metcalf if a team that gets him wants to re-sign him, give him an extension, and get some in return.
The flip side of this is, and while they're very different wide receivers, the wide receiver market is now flooded. DK Metcalf is out there. Christian Kirk is out there. Cooper Kupp is out there. There are, depending on kind of what you're looking for, there are quality, higher-level veterans that are available to be. And this is kind of what we talked about over the last couple of years, Dusty. The wide receiver position has gotten so prolific and so good. And while it is fantastic to have Ja'Marr Chase or Justin Jefferson, you can get by with a bunch of really good wide receivers because you can go get them over and over and over again. They are in every draft. They are in every free agency, and they are available at every offseason.
There are guys that are different, though.
There are. There are 100% guys that are different.
Look at the teams that were in the Super Bowl this year, right? I mean, that was one of the big reasons why everybody said, all right, can Mahomes get over the hump without the elite receiver? The team that had an elite receiver who's getting paid like it in A.J. Brown and had Devontae Smith, that's the team that ended up routing in the Super Bowl. They also had Saquon Barkley. Really damn good.
Yeah.
But the elite receiver, they're really hard to find. And when you have an elite receiver, it takes up two sets of eyes. That's invaluable. You know, if you have a bunch of just dudes, you could play the team straight up.
Yeah.
Right? But when you have the elite guy, he forces a safety to roll over towards him. You got to have a corner whose eyes are on him. If you have a guy like Cooper Kupp, every linebacker on the second level has to be aware of where he is and his crossing route. And I think that's the interesting thing about this market right now is that you mentioned whether it's Christian Kirk or Cooper Kupp or DK Metcalf, you have three different receivers, totally different. It is a what are you looking for situation with all three of those guys. But I think in a year that is down in the draft for wide receiver, having those guys is going to be huge. And we'll see what teams bite, because there's a lot of teams that are needing of a receiver and maybe to push over the edge. The interesting part, though, for DK is he says he wants to go to a contender.
Who's the contender that has the space and needs a wide receiver?
I don't know.
Does he mean he's going to take no money and go to Kansas City?
Well, he can't because he's under contract. He'll be traded, so he can't take no money.
I'm talking about renegotiating a deal going forward. They won't be able to afford.
I don't. That would be a surprise if they're.
You understand
able to
what I'm saying?
Like, but Buffalo may make sense.
But even though, aren't they up against it?
I think that. Oh boy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Well, like, how much does he help out the Chargers?
Chargers would be a great one.
Well, I guess apparently the wide receivers coach there he is close with.
You know, I was looking at this. Somebody pointed Ian Harditz. He put out this.
Yeah, the Bills are almost negative 10 in cap space.
He put this out that said NFL ranks in supporting cast rating in terms of average team pro football focus, rush, receiving, pass blocking, run blocking grades. Basically everything except for your quarterback over the last five seasons. And it is jarring to see how low the Chargers are on this list.
Where they've been.
They are 29th in the NFL from 2020 to 2024 in all of the production of your supporting cast.
Yeesh.
29th. A
big part of that probably is the injuries, even before they look, you know, Keenan Allen looking mildly washed.
The Steelers are 27th.
That's expected.
That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. And then you have teams like the Bengals that are really low because of the blocking aspect of this. Your offensive line has been dreadful.
Yeah, you're right.
And it should be no surprise to anybody, the Niners, Ravens, Eagles, Chiefs, Packers go 1-5. They're 1-5.
Not surprising.
They're all really consistent and all really dang good. In the Falcons... The Falcons were number one in the NFL this past year. So when you take in receiving grades, pass blocking grades, run blocking grades, the Falcons were number one. So all these guys need to be unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were number one this year. They've been ninth and then first in 2022 as well. They have their weapons. Their offensive line has been pretty good.
Their quarterback play has sucked.
Quarterback play has been dreadful. Coaching, not good either.
Yeah, Chargers got $65 million worth of space. It's different divisions or different conferences.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense for DK.
Yeah, but does he consider them a contender?
I mean, I think you'd have to at least look.
And I like
otherwise, I mean, the teams that you're looking at that have the necessary space to kind of get this stuff done, man, that doesn't really exist. I mean, no. Green Bay is probably the other one. Which was kind of something we heard about, but Green Bay is also a team that doesn't like to overpay.
But if you were to pair DK Metcalf with Ladd McConkey, that one makes a heck of a lot more sense.
It does.
To have Ladd McConkey as your underneath guy, DK keeping teams honest over the top, then you don't have to go receiver in the first round. You can fill gaps in the first round.
Then you can get
another wide receiver further down in the draft and see where you're at. Chargers are
Oh, that's a good one. That's a sneaky one. We'll see what they
stay on the West Coast. Go to a different conference. I could see that working.
It's about the capital, though.
Yeah,
the capital is gonna be interesting to see.
Well, and apparently, according to Jordan Schultz a few minutes ago, the Chargers were one team that quietly but aggressively pursued DK Metcalf in trade talks before the deadline.
Yeah, this text saying the Commanders have ridiculous cap space available, but they got Debo Samuel. Yeah. They already have Terry McLaurin. They're going to be good.
Look,
they're good on the weapons.
That maybe should have been the move that they made.
Yeah.
Was to go get DK, but, you know, they've got a general manager that's familiar with Debo, and that's the way they went.
All right. But it's interesting to consider the Seahawks a non-contender and then say the Chargers are a contender, thinking of that division, a team that hasn't gone to the playoffs. You know, like, what does DK consider a contender?
Yeah, because, like, if you're talking about contender, they're all capped out, man.
Yeah.
And for them to make moves, they're going to have to end up eating dead cap along with taking you in. It's just, it doesn't really work.
Well, if you look at the other moves that were made today, the cap might be a myth because the Eagles have re-signed Zach Braun to a 3-year, $51 million deal.
Nice little deal.
Dude, what the hell are they doing? Where are they finding this? And then the Raiders and Bears have been busy
spending money
over the last few hours.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with bolt cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.